This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.
Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekly Q&A with Layla. This is part two. Hopefully you've heard part one. I'm today with Layla Mudin, our dietitian in residence, also possessor of a master's degree in the field of nutrition. And we're tackling your questions. You can send questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. And this week, both Layla and I are working, in contradistinction to the rest of the world. If you're having a nervous breakdown, forget it, because your psychiatrist is on vacation. Even the president, who is like a total workaholic, he's on vacation. I thought he'd never take a vacation.
But really? Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe things will settle down when he's on vacation. You know, here we be, and we're answering questions, and we had one about vitamin C for cardiovascular disease.
Yeah,
that's Rachel writes, that's right in your wheelhouse, because you just wrote an article about that, didn't you?
I did. I just actually did a podcast about vitamin C.
Okay.
Yeah. So Rachel is asking, what is the best form of vitamin C for arterial health? Thank you. Love the show. Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening, Rachel. First of all, any form of vitamin C orally, but even intravenous vitamin C. But the podcast I did recently is the question that asks, is atherosclerosis really a form of chronic scurvy?
Okay.
Not enough vitamin C. We are mammals that don't make vitamin C, and we need to be getting it from diet, from supplements.
Right.
And maybe these cracks in the arteries and the loss of elasticity is due to a chronic deficiency of vitamin C. So it was just really, really interesting, the whole theory of chronic scurvy as opposed to the sailors who had acute scurvy, the limeys, so to speak, how they got their names, right?
Yeah.
Because they lacked any citrus as they were seafaring.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, vitamin C, the dose I like is 500 milligrams twice a day, at least, and also to bowel tolerance. You want to take your vitamin C with food. I like taking ester C. I like other forms of vitamin C as well, but intravenous vitamin C is a real winner with regard to that, not just for immune function, but vitamin C is very important in keeping, in maintaining the elasticity of the arteries, which is very important, keeping them from hardening. So this whole thing with chronic scurvy, and you would think, well, we don't have scurvy. We've got produce. People eat produce, all that kind of thing. However, our high blood sugars, and you know, we have more people with metabolic syndrome and prediabetes in this country now. I think it's nearing 80 million Americans.
Yep.
That vitamin C competes with high blood sugar. High blood sugar wins.
Yeah.
And kind of quashes any vitamin C. And on top of that, if you're a smoker, forget about it. You need about triple the amount of vitamin C.
Well, it's actually found that the requirement for vitamin C triples when you have diabetes because of the competition between glucose and vitamin C for uptake. So so that is a concern. You know, I recently, I guess it was last year, I did a podcast with the author of a historical book on scurvy. And it was quite interesting because it was in the setting of the new finding that some patients, some very sick patients, often hospitalized patients, and they have all these mysterious symptoms. They have bruising, and they have, you know, their gums are bleeding, and they have cardiovascular problems, and they have mental status changes, and you know, nobody knows what's going on with them, and nobody thinks to check the level of key nutrients. I mean, how often do they check your vitamin C when you're in hospital and you're terribly sick?
Mm.
And they found that these people have scurvy. And they just needed some vitamin C. And the whole thing could have been alleviated by giving them like 500 milligrams of vitamin C twice daily. They didn't need massive doses. So This is a modern scourge, especially with the poor diets we're on and people who are sick and malabsorbing, maybe at higher risk.
And you know what? This may be part of the explanation of why in type 2 diabetes, those people progress as much as 70% faster to atherosclerosis.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons.
That may be it.
It could be the direct toxic effects of the glucose on the arterial wall, you know, because it creates glycosylation.
Yes, we rust.
Yeah, right. But it could also be some interference with vitamin C metabolism. So it's an interesting, intriguing theory. Now, talk to us about Linus Pauling and Matthias Rath in relationship to that theory.
Yes. Their whole theory, and this was in the 1990s, about chronic scurvy, that we should be calling coronary artery disease, atherosclerosis, chronic scurvy. And, you know, the two different, they gave examples of what a doctor's visit would be if it was just called atherosclerosis and coronary, about reducing the atherosclerosis or keeping it from progressing, and that would be with possibly a prescription statin, a Lipitor or a Zocor. But with, say, a more naturopathic doctor, or one who practices integrative and functional medicine, like you do, Dr. Hoffman, the conversation would be different. Is what is the cause? Why is that actually happening? Why is the cholesterol coming out and spackling? What is causing the crack? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't blame the crack in your living room wall on the spackle that you're using to remedy it, would you?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's thought that high cholesterol may be a reaction to the stress of something provoking damage to the arterial wall. Yeah.
Yeah. So the question to ask is, what is causing that cracking? Right. And it may be the deficiency of vitamin C. It may be coupled with that, the advanced glycation end products resulting from high blood sugar and so forth. But it was just a very, very interesting. It was so interesting. I had to podcast about it.
Great. So now, what are your thoughts on ascorbyl palmitate? Because we know that fat soluble nutrients play a role in cardiovascular prevention. So vitamins D and E and K may play a role in cardiovascular prevention. But we know that vitamin C is a water-soluble nutrient. But some people claim that if you buy the more expensive version, ascorbyl palmitate, that that is going to go, you know, directly to where it needs to go in the membranes, the cell membranes, which are actually lipid membranes. And so I have to say, I'm a little bit, I'm a little puzzled by that controversy. I don't know where I stand.
I'm not completely buying it. I'm not completely buying it, actually. I think the water soluble is appropriate for most people.
Mm-hmm.
And those who may have a problem with it, we could try the fat soluble version, certainly.
I think
as we do with other things.
I think we have to think of the antioxidants as a team. That works together. So, you know, you can't win a football game with just a quarterback or just a running back. You need a team. And it appears that vitamin C, you know, helps to recharge other antioxidant systems in the body. And that other antioxidant
systems.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it recycles vitamin E. Mm-hmm. And that's very synergistic. And
Okay, so then
Rachel, take your vitamin C.
And do we eat some
strawberries?
We advocate that. While we're at it, you know, you are no more than I about natural sources, and I think one of the misnomers is that the best way to get vitamin C is from citrus fruit or orange juice or something like that. Are there other major sources of vitamin C that we're missing out on?
Strawberries, red peppers. Red peppers have a lot of vitamin C.
More than oranges. Orange. Yeah, I think so.
More than oranges. So if you're not avoiding nightshades and peppers are safe for you to take, red peppers are wonderful. I'm always chopping those and putting those in a salad as well. There's small amounts of vitamin C in white potatoes. Again, another nightshade. If you're avoiding that, probably best not to go there. And smaller amounts of vitamin C in most fruits, kiwi, plums. Peaches.
Along with all these other great nutrients that they contain, because they rarely in nature do you find a single constituent. They're all kind of in a nice package, packaged together. Yeah, in a matrix. Yeah. Great. Okay. This is a good point at which to pause, because we want to give our one of our sponsors an opportunity to share a message with us, so here goes.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com.
Okay, folks, thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make this free resource available to you on a daily basis. We're very thankful to our sponsors. We also ask that you give some consideration to going to drhoffman.com and clicking on the store, and there you'll be prompted to explore FullScript, which is our online supplement dispensary. It's a virtual dispensary where you can find all kinds of products that we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine, products that are sometimes difficult to track down through outside sources, and some of them are quite unique. And it's it's the new wave, you know, because these days, you know, I one of the funny things is I live in an apartment, and I've been living in an apartment for 20 years, and it used to be, occasionally you'd get a package. Now, I go downstairs sometimes in the middle of the day, and I see, like, the package is stacked high, like, almost to the ceiling on the, the poor concierge guys. That's all they do is they check packages in, and they check packages out as people pick them up, because I guess people aren't buying stuff in regular stores anymore. They're getting every all manner of things, you know, clothing and supplements, and everything, is online. And that's why Amazon is going to, it's going to rule the world.
Right. Amazon, what are the other ones? Jet, Fresh Direct. I think even Walmart is getting in on it or something. Yeah, there are packages in my lobby every day that I go down and come up. Yeah. So, speaking of supplements, we have an email from Mike. Mike says, can you talk about the difference in quality between brands of supplements? Don't these companies all get their raw ingredients from the same place, making the products virtually the same? Or are there specific supplements that it's okay to buy cheaper ones? And are there specific supplements where you should buy the more expensive?
And
I don't think cost is a factor here, but
that is a really important issue, and that's sort of what we do professionally, and comparable, I think, to what an ethical financial advisor would do. You know, there's a lot of quote products out there, investment products, and the ethical ones want to you pay them a fee to do due diligence. That's hard to say. To do due diligence, to find which products are the most ethical, because it's a it's a free fire zone. I mean, there are products that are advertised on radio and TV that are 100% absolutely bogus.
Absolutely bogus. Yeah,
and some of them. Some of them are
payday loans.
And some of them, frankly, are, and you don't see this when you see the glossy ads, but they're actually under attack by attorneys general, and they're under attack by the FTC and the FDA. And I'm not saying that the FTC and the FDA are always right, because they persecute companies sometimes unnecessarily. But, there's outright fraud there. And so, that's what we do. That's also, when we select products for our patients, we try to be cost conscious, because why, give someone an inordinately expensive thing when just, an example of which I think is vitamin D. I think vitamin D is a sort of a commodity. So a commodity means that you should seek the cheapest price of a product that's made by a reputable manufacturer, where there's the other thing is it may be the right ingredient, but the quality controls may not be there to enforce freshness and that they don't put a lot of extra added junk in there unnecessarily.
Yeah.
and that they that the product actually dissolves properly, and so on it goes, you know. So other products, you know, they may offer on the label, you see, well, it was resveratrol. Oh, great. Well, this is resveratrol. It's so much cheaper than these other brands. But then you got to look carefully because it's the dosage may be minimal.
Maybe minimal. They may not guarantee a certain amount of the resveratrol. You may find color lakes in the ingredients or fillers and binders that should not be there, things that can actually injure the gut.
Yeah.
You know, all kinds of things. Yeah. So, you know, your online pharmacy, Dr. Hoffman, we basically curated.
Yes.
You know, these supplements are coming via careful research and looking at, you know, the best ingredients and the potency, the guaranteed potency.
If you look down, we've created a drop-down menu where you look at conditions. And so, for example, there's a condition, adrenal, you know, adrenal support. And there's the products that we like for adrenal support. Then there may be a bone and joint a section, and there may be a cardiovascular section, and there may be a blood sugar control section, and there may be a urological section for people who have urinary tract infections, a prostate section, for example, an oncological section, you know, which is about cancer. And so those are the products which we, you know, have investigated and which we approve of. See, then the dilemma is like, wow, there's a lot of products out there. Which ones do I choose? And that's where having a consultation with a health professional sometimes helps to winnow it down. Because, you know, part of the problem is the vast majority of people in this country are not aware of the benefits of supplements. And there's another problem when people become too aware of the benefits of supplements and they're taking, you know, they're taking like gobs and gobs and gobs of things, and we have to prioritize, you know, what's, you know, where do you draw the line?
Yes. Right.
And we've had that
basically
question
when too. When a new patient comes in to see us and we put them on a supplement regimen, they're not necessarily going to be on that particular supplement regimen the rest of their lives. We're targeting their particular complaints, their conditions, any biochemical abnormalities. Once these things get better or resolve or go into remission, then we actually are able to streamline those supplements and put them on some kind of a maintenance plan. Or some people are just coming in to see us to optimize what they're already doing, which is already pretty good. And we kind of optimize and we take a critical look at everything they're taking and what is useful for what and so forth. And, you know, anti-aging, that's another thing. People are refusing to get old. Yay. This is a whole other category of people who wish to optimize that way. And
So it's kind of a long roundabout way of saying.
So Mike, not every supplement exactly depends. You know, it may be true that many nutraceuticals get raw materials from the same way, but how they're going to put it all together, how they're going to ensure its potency, what kind of other ingredients may be there, you know, that it will differ among brands.
I have visited some of the manufacturers of the supplements that we dispense, and it's really quite fascinating because they have a lot of options themselves. They can say, well, we can get it cheaper from China, or I can get it from, you know, I can get it this made here in the U.S. I'm not saying everything from China is bad, because some things from China actually, that they do assure that the supply chain is clean and that they actually test the supplements. In one facility I went to, they test the supplements at least two times and sometimes three times. They test the supplements when they come as raw ingredients, because they could actually get hoodwinked. They could literally, they get like cement bags of ingredients, the size of cement bags. And we're talking, each cement bag might be kilos of something that costs hundreds of dollars, maybe more, maybe thousands in some cases. And that can make literally thousands of pills. So they tested that source because they could get gypped. You know, it could be adulterated. So they test it. Then they test it right after they put it into capsules, because they want to make sure that there isn't like machine parts, literally, because machines that make thousands and thousands of capsules, they can sometimes shed little shards of metal, and that's sometimes the, you know, basis for a product recall. So they sometimes x-ray the pills literally to see, and they have, they don't have human eyes doing this. They actually have automated systems that check for, you know, the potential for glass or metal to be inside these products, whether it's a powdered product or a capsule product. And then finally, they'll sometimes just take something off the assembly line and they'll say, let me just take a bottle of this because we're, you know, we're going to ship out this stuff. And let's see, you know, did it make it through the manufacturing process? You know, the heat and the pressure, was the mixing correct? Because sometimes products are a combination of things. Or sometimes they add a what is called an agent that's a lubricant that actually helps them encapsulate. So they want to see, did, you know, was it correct? Did we, you know, start? Do we? Our goal is to make it a 60%, you know, capsule, and now it's a 41% capsule. So they literally have very sophisticated machinery, and they have departments which check. Not every company does that. But the companies that we like to do business with, we want to have the assurance. We also test for toxicity, which is important in fish oil, for example. They will test batches, and they'll also date the batches. So if you, you know, if you think, wow, this pill that I'm having, it tastes rancid, you can actually go back to the manufacturer and use the lot number to say, this minute, this was made, you know, such and such, so it should be within the, you know, proper time frame for freshness and potency. So, you know, we're trying to assure that people get the best quality, and sometimes you get what you pay for when you get something really cheap, but you don't always have to pay, you know, top dollar when there's an equivalent thing.
That's true. That's true. And not all, you know, a lot of very not well-made supplements can be expensive as well.
You know, what
you
I,
know, it's,
what
I, it's like,
what I don't appreciate is, and I got to say this, and you know, it just occurs to me, is that sometimes people, we give them prescriptions, and we say, take this. And then they go, they say, I'm going to be, you know, like, I'm a smart consumer. He told me to take this, or she told me to take this, and I'm going to go on Amazon. And Amazon aggregates everything. And they will look for the best price on, say, vitamin E. And what you may end up getting is something quite different than what we recommended, because it, you know, we might be recommending the freshest, highest quality mixed tocopherol, rich in gamma tocopherol, and that costs, you know, $40 a bottle. And you say, yeah, but I can get it for $9.99. It's the same. It's 400 international units from Dr. Hoffman or Layla, and it's 400 international units on Amazon. Boy, those guys are gypping me. So,
and not only that, are they going for the less expensive thing, but they're not getting the whole family of tocotrienols and all of that. They're probably taking alpha tocopherol, which taken on its own could be dangerous.
But it's all, and it's dirt cheap.
Yeah.
It's really cheap. It's a cheap commodity. So I'm just saying is, you know, with some, try to have maintain some fidelity to the recommendations of a trusted nutritional advisor. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely. And just to, you know, just to one up Amazon a little bit, they have free shipping, but so does Fullscript after a certain number. You've got free shipping,
right?
Which is great.
So that's the story, and I'm sticking to it.
We're sticking to that.
Right. So we have a few more questions, but we'll save them for next week.
Yes.
And keep those questions coming. Send them to radioprogram@AOL.com. Have yourselves a great rest of the summer. And we'll be with you these next few weeks, providing you with nutritional advice, both Layla and I. Thanks for joining us. And thank you, Layla.
Thank you, everybody.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.